obviously Brian O'Driscoll is not part of the Ireland setup anymore officially. How much of, of an increasingly key role for you and the other senior lads, but I guess you in particular as captain?
Yeah, I think a lot of guys have been coming through over the last number of years in terms of leadership role. Obviously, you know, Jamie is captain with Leinster, was captain with Ireland. Rory Best the same with Ulster. Peter O'Mahony is captain in Munster. You know, there's a lot of other leaders in the team. Rob Kearney captains Leinster an awful lot. There is a lot of leadership there. It's not something we lack. And you know, in that regard, you know, while Brian will always be missed, I think there's a lot of people that have stepped up in recent years to fill that gap. You know, you don't lose a player of that calibre without missing him, certainly, but it is part of sports and it's part of rugby, and you've got to deal with it and you've got to move on.
Obviously a perfect record in the autumn, which was a fantastic achievement, and the first time in many years. That was such a great sort of base for you guys to build from, I think, for this.
Yeah, the autumn was great. You know, any time we take two big scalps like that, Southern Hemisphere teams, is always good. You know, it's funny, when you work with Joe, you know, you remember a lot of things, like it was disappointing again to concede late in the game against South Africa, and to build a really good lead against Australia, to let that slip was disappointing as well, but we were happy with how we finished the Australian game. But, you know, it was a really good autumn, but, you know, when we reviewed it, it was... exciting, I suppose, to see that there was a lot of things to work on and improve as well.
Just finally for me, Italy specifically first up. Sergio Parisse was just in here talking about how he's now fully fit for once after a couple of tough years. Jacques Brunel about the doctrines that they're bringing in over time to be a bit more expansive. It'll be a very interesting game in terms of the actual rugby as well.
Yeah. I mean, look, we were looking at their line. I was looking at some of their lineouts the other day, and I think it was 8-6 with South Africa up until quite late in that game, and they seem to be getting better and better. They're playing more and more rugby. Obviously, Parisse himself is a fantastic player. They have a lot of quality. They always have an excellent set piece. So, and it's in Rome, and it's the first game. I think they barely lost to Wales in Cardiff in the first game up last season. So I think, you know, the coaching staff, you know, I wouldn't say they're worried about it, but they know that if we're not solely focused on that and nothing else, it'll be a very, very tough day for us. So that's been a big part of our preparation ever since we came into camp in Christmas.
And if I may, maybe then as a tournament as a whole, obviously Dave mentioned about Ireland being favourites, but obviously we know how strong England are, how strong France are, how strong Wales are, and the Scots are coming strong with Vern Carter, and just talked about Italy. It's going to be a very interesting tournament, isn't it, across the board?
Yeah, it is going to be. It's very hard to pick you can't see someone winning a Grand Slam, really, and it's very hard to pick a winner of the championship as well. I think if teams will knock each other over, and it promises to be an exciting competition, and there'll be a lot to play for the last weekend.